Welcome to Simply Scottish, a podcast of all things Scottish, with music, features, interviews, and more, on the web at www.simplyscottish.com.
Welcome to Simply Scottish. I'm your host, Andrew McDermott. Thanks for listening. Take a moment to connect with me and let me know your thoughts on the show. What's your connection to Scotland? Perhaps you have a subject idea you'd like to share. Shoot me an email at podcast@simplyscottish.com. That's podcast@simplyscottish.com. For a chance to win Scottish music with our monthly giveaway, connect with us on Facebook, facebook.com/simplyscottish. Our Twitter handle is @SimplyScottish, and the official website of the podcast is simplyscottish.com. I look forward to hearing from you. On this episode of Simply Scottish, we turn our attention to Edinburgh's Royal Mile, part of an ongoing series featuring the towns and cities of Scotland and what makes them unique. We'll start with music from Runrig. This is the title track from their album Proterra.
Land and sea, is breaking before us. Take his hand, the open wound, the promised land, breaking the waves, spread the oars, cast our bands for the shore.
In an ongoing series on Simply Scottish, we look at Scotland's towns and cities and what makes them unique. This week, we go to Edinburgh to look at two of the capital city's highlights, St Giles Cathedral and the Scottish Parliament Building. When it comes to Edinburgh, Scotland's capital city, 100 episodes wouldn't cover it. Known as the Athens of the North, the city is located on the east coast of Scotland's central belt, next to the Firth of Forth and near the North Sea. A royal borough since the 12th century, the city is divided into the Old Town, where Reformation-era buildings still stand, and the New Town, built up in the 18th century to decrease crowding. The main roadway in the Old Town, the Royal Mile, is roughly one Scots mile long and runs from Edinburgh Castle to Holyrood Abbey. Dozens of wynds and closes, or alleyways, veer off the main thoroughfare. Numerous eclectic shops dot the Royal Mile, and it's home to a number of Edinburgh landmarks, including the High Court, the City Chambers, the House of John Knox, Corrubber's Christian Centre, and the Museum of Childhood. St Giles Cathedral, the High Kirk or City Church of Edinburgh, is located on the Royal Mile, not far from the castle, and has been a focal point of Christian history in the city for around 900 years. It's named for St. Giles, the patron saint of Edinburgh and of cripples, beggars and lepers. The present church dates from the 14th century, with extensive restoration in the 19th century. One of the liveliest periods in the cathedral's history came during the Scottish Reformation, part of the movement in Western Europe where national churches broke ties with Rome. Its leader in Scotland was John Knox, who was minister of Edinburgh at St. Giles between 1559 and 1572. Heavily influenced by the reform ideas of John Calvin, Knox brought Reformation to the church in Scotland, helping to write the new Confession of Faith and creating a new organisation structure for the Kirk. St. Giles Cathedral is also home to the Thistle Chapel, built in 1911. This is the home of the most ancient and most noble Order of the Thistle, Scotland's foremost order of chivalry. The order, founded in 1687 by King James VII, consisted of the British monarchy and 16 knights, appointed by the monarch and typically Scots who have made important contributions nationally or internationally. While visiting my hometown Edinburgh in 2010 for the first time in a decade, my wife and I made a special visit to St. Giles. we were struck by the artistry in the Thistle Chapel. Ornate carvings surround each of the 17 chairs in the chapel, and although the room itself is small, it leaves one with a sense of awe. The rest of St. Giles is equally awe-inspiring, with Gothic architecture, huge central pillars, beautiful stained glass windows, and almost 200 memorials honoring distinguished Scots and soldiers. Today, the church continues to maintain a vibrant program of daily services and events. Beyond the beauty of St. Giles, there was another reason my wife and I paid a special visit to the church in 2010. More on that after music from Blair Douglas. This is Simply Scottish, a weekly podcast available on iTunes and at simplyscottish.com. On this episode, we explore two of Edinburgh's landmarks, St. Giles Cathedral and the Scottish Parliament. The main reason my wife and I paid a visit to St. Giles Cathedral in 2010 was to meet with the Very Reverend Gillespie MacMillan, Minister of St. Giles since 1973. He's the Dean of the Thistle and a chaplain in ordinary to Her Majesty the Queen. And in 1977, he married my mother and father, Andrew and Samantha MacDermid, in St. Giles Cathedral on a Sunday, the first wedding on a Sunday in a great many years. He gave my wife and I and our new daughter Caledonia a special blessing and was even able to pull down the register of births in his office and point out my sister's and mine. He remembered my mother, Anne Sylvia Jones, and her eagerness to have a beautiful wedding in Edinburgh's High Kirk. For more information on the High Kirk of Edinburgh, visit www.stgilescathedral.org.uk. Further down the Royal Mile, in Edinburgh's Old Town, you'll find a very new building that houses a very old institution. Since 1707, Scotland, England and Wales have shared a parliament in London. In 1997, almost 300 years later, the people of Scotland voted 3-1 for a Scottish Parliament to be reinstated in Edinburgh. In 1999, the Scottish Parliament was officially established, and the 129 elected members began to legislate and debate on behalf of the Scottish people. In 2004, brand new buildings for the Scottish Parliament were opened. Built from a winning design by Spanish architect Enrique Miralles, the building is said to be growing out of the land and draws on the surrounding landscape, flower paintings by Charles Rennie Mackintosh, and upturned boats on the seashore. The debating chamber is a large modern space with large glass panels, a semicircular layout for MSPs, and the Arniston Stones, part of the pre-1707 Scottish Parliament and an important link to Scotland's past. Also of note is the Canongate building, composed of old and new structures and a wall that features 26 quotations related to Scotland in the Parliament, from well-loved poems to proverbs and psalms. The quotations are in English, Gaelic and Scots. We'll hear a few of them next.
Give now a thought to what we have in this land of the Highling Glen, the Darrick Stream, the fertile lowly fields. They seem to offer different views when looked at from within. Can strangers be the only eyes to see it all as one? Their choice will be upon us soon at our destiny, and drink a toast to Scotland yet, one heaven yet may be. The mother tongue spoke different ways that passed to present times, each separate and yet entwined. That's where our real strength lies. For should one stranded mind itself, the others to forsake, then all would be forever lost, for all the strands would break. Our choice will be upon us soon to set our destiny, and I'll bring the toast to Scotland yet, or heaven yet may. And pain on someone else, we'll never have the strength to solve our problems for ourselves. In truth, we fought each other more. Learn this from our past, then together we can choose for ourselves at last. Our choice will to set our destiny, and I'll drink a toast to Scotland yet, whatever yet may be. And I'll drink a toast to Scotland yet, whatever yet.
Scottish Parliament buildings on Edinburgh's Royal Mile were built in 2004 to house the national government. The unique architecture combines Scottish themes and influences with a vision of 21st century democracy. The Canongate Wall, part of the Scottish Parliament, contains quotations from a variety of Scottish writers, as well as the Book of Psalms, engraved on stones from all over Scotland. Here are a handful of the featured quotations. "Who possesses this landscape? The man who bought it, or I who am possessed by it? False questions, for this landscape is masterless and intractable in any terms that are human." Norman McCaig. "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." Psalm 19:14. "Work as if you live in the early days of a better nation." Alistair Gray. "From the lonely shealing of the misty island, mountains divide us and the waste of seas, yet still the blood is strong and the heart is Highland, and we in dreams behold the Hebrides." A Canadian Boat Song. And finally, words from Hugh McDermott. "But Edinburgh is a mad god's dream, fitful and dark, unseizable and lethe, and wildered by the fourth, but irresistibly at last cleaving to sombre heights of passionate imagining, till stonily, from soaring battlements, earth eyes eternity." On upcoming episodes of Simply Scottish, we'll continue looking at Scotland's cities and towns and the landmarks that make them unique. That's all for this episode of Simply Scottish. Visit the podcast section of simplyscottish.com for a music playlist and links to Edinburgh, St Giles Cathedral and Scottish Parliament resources. Between episodes, get updates and chances to win our monthly music giveaway by liking us on Facebook, facebook.com/simplyscottish. Also, you can follow us on Twitter. Our handle is @SimplyScottish. I'm Andrew McDermott. Tune in next time for another exploration of all things Scottish on Simply Scottish.
I am the sea that surrounds you, the garden that crowns you, the sun and the wind and the rain.
Simply Scottish is hosted and produced by Andrew McDermott. Show content is copyright 2012, Simply Scottish Media. All music used with consent of copyright holders. Continue your Simply Scottish experience on the web at www.simplyscottish.com. Thanks for listening.
And by stars you will follow your hopes for tomorrow and start it all over again. Start it all over again. And if you stagger or stumble, if dreams start, pieces of pain, I will cradle you and cry with you. Pray that tonight we'll just start it all over again. Start it all over again. Sweetest refrain. May your heart say